I do pay my taxes, yes.
I
don't sell jewelry, and every individual out here, I'm not going to speak for anyone else. I pay my taxes. But that's not really the issue anyway. The issue is that, well, not to them, actually. They're just saying the display of these items. The sales is inconsequential, frankly, and that's been protected as well. That's just a tax issue. But our behavior is not to be modified just because we happen to make income. Yeah, a few times.
What were you doing that they had an issue with?
We are quote unquote outside of a designated zone. And these designated zones, they've demarcated in the public space out here with some paint and brass markers as well now to kind of. Really,
so is it like a safe space or something?
I don't know what you want to call it. It's
safe spaces are BS. So
yeah, it's a free speech zone. That's another one I've heard of.
You should be able to practice the First Amendment wherever the hell you please.
Amen to that, sister. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
That's what.
You're listening to Free Thy Land. Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Why the First Amendment's up there, and we're in a public space, and it says public work, public space. That's exactly what it's
you
about.
You should go and talk to the university systems, because I myself am a strong conservative, and if I want to express anything that I want to say, I have to go to basically a chalk circle. And I think that, you know, whether, regardless of what your political views are, I have friends that are extremely left, and I myself am pretty far right. You know, and I'm the same issue with, you know, people both political orientations, you know what I mean? I think everybody should be able to say what they want to say.
Yeah, as long as you're not, like, slapping people around doing it or hurting someone or being a disruption, now we have reasonable...
That's not speech!
We have... Exactly, those were reasonable restrictions, but the behavior...
Most legit conservatives don't do things like that.
Most of them are you.
Well, so that's what's happening. So, yeah, you've pretty much nailed it. We don't just get our rights in certain zones. The zone is called bordered by Canada, Mexico, the USA. What is this? We are citizens of this country, and...
That's right. Now, this is an old issue in Santa Cruz. Currently, we have brass boxes, formerly blue boxes. And before that, the code regulated where you could have First Amendment activity based on where a cash machine was or a bench or a statue. This caused them to put in a whole bunch of statues to restrict the areas where you could do First Amendment activity. The reason is that a lot of poor people, either from panhandling or accepting donations for goods, can survive. And the authorities don't like that. Since they're donations, they don't derive taxes from them. And some of the merchants don't like the competition. They consider all the money in the tourist pockets theirs. So at any rate, the city used to shrink these areas by just changing the numbers in the code, and no one was the wiser. Travelers would come to town, see people doing this activity, and try to do it themselves, and get a $400 ticket. So this is a long-time Huff issue as well. That's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. And most people don't know this, but in around 2012, Robert, by pressuring the city attorney, Barisoni, about the white decision in Sparks, panicked Barisoni into allowing the sidewalks to open up a little bit. And there was a bit of a street renaissance for a while before conservative members of the city council called for a crackdown. So we pick up this story in 2014. there was some protest in response at the end of 2013, and I think Becky Johnson got one of the Yellow Jacket hosts to start swearing at her on camera. You can find it on Indie Bay. But this is 2014, and Robert and I and Dr. Mike were looking at how the sidewalks had shrunk when they changed the law from 10 feet away from everything to 14 feet away.
Well, people just want to sit down on the sidewalk somewhere legally, and people who are panhandlers or peaceful spare changers. We're in front of Curio's store, and everywhere from this Curio's shop, which is right next to the Chocolat Bookshop Santa Cruz, all the way down to the end of the mall where Verve and Jamba Juice are, there is no legal place to do anything of this kind, whether to sit, register voters, spare change. It's all been declared illegal, and it's kind of interesting because if you look down the sidewalk, you'll see vast open spaces of area, and you would think that these areas are legal.
Yes.
You know, so why is that? You know, I mean, obviously it has to do with commercialization signs, which work with that when you're around. Although, you know, they're not blocking the sidewalk usually, but they are taking up space, and of course there are these huge areas of merchant commercialization of sidewalk cafes. They're sitting on the public right away, like Chocolat. Yeah, and then there are these areas in front of these green kiosks. The Penny Ice Creamery, which is in front of the bookshop community, or the bookshop Santa Cruz, which takes up a huge swath of the sidewalk. And ironically, there's a statue in front of the bookshop Santa Cruz of Thomas Friedman, who's a musical saw player, who would have been arrested daily for doing this kind of what he's doing downtown. He would not have tolerated the privatization of space by these businesses downtown.
Commercialization is the word.
It's the criminalization of homeless people, street performers, street culture generally, for which this man was an advocate. He was a defender. This, however, ironically, is a free zone. If you look here, you'll see these discs on the sidewalk, which make this very small square area a so-called free zone, similar to Bush's protest pens or Obama's protest pens that made it legal to protest only in very limited areas. That's what, of course, the city council is considering for crafts, for voting tables, for anybody who wants to engage in any First Amendment activities. That's all going to be only permitted in small, painted-off boxes. That's the plan of the city council.
So, Robert, before September, how many of these squares could you set up a table in or do some busking?
Well, it was limited even then, because even then you had to be 10 squares away from a crosswalk. And 5 squares away from a crosswalk, 5 squares away from a building, 5 squares away from a kiosk area. This area was legal to be in.
Right here.
This area right here. So now, however, it's 7 squares away. So if you count.
How many were there before?
It was 5 before, now it's 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can't, all this area is illegal to be in if you want to set up a table or play a guitar with an open guitar case. And you count from the building, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all this area is illegal. So this entire area, this open space, can no longer be used for non-commercial purposes.
And how big did it used to be? Count off the squares.
Well, it used to be, I would say, you had this area here that was legal to be in.
How many squares are we talking about?
I'm talking 3 by 6, 18 squares.
So 18 squares and now 0.
Yes, that's my understanding of the current law.
There goes the First Amendment, shrinking on the streets of sidewalk.
No, First Amendment is a terrorism alert here. Those homeless people are known terrorists.
Hey, they can't make money off the First Amendment.
And Huff had planned to actually chalk the sidewalk on several occasions, showing how the areas had shrunk quietly while no one noticed. But then the city did it for us. They started painting blue boxes. And the whole thing is arbitrary, of course. And that's how this is going to be won in court shortly. But so they put in, I think it was some 30-some boxes. At any rate, they shrunk the boxes to maybe half the number or something. And that was obvious to everyone who was paying attention. And, of course, this town has a wide variety of activists, and the co-founder of Food Not Bombs, Keith McHenry, is in town quite often. And he painted blue boxes on the sidewalk to allow more spaces. It was hilarious to all of us that were watching this metaphorically. And of course, the city then put orange dots in all the ones to keep, and then the rest were to be removed. But then Keith went around again and put orange dots in all of them. That might have been where they picked him up on camera. He plea bargained out to get his partner off and can't be on Pacific for a year. He has to sneak into the backs of theaters that are on Pacific. It's a legal loophole.
With Keith McHenry about his action of painting new blue boxes downtown. Why did you do it, Keith?
Well, I think, first of all, for the city to just remove 33 blue boxes without even any consultation with the community was outrageous. But I don't think they should even have any blue boxes because I think free speech should be just free all the time with no kind of crazy limitations. For years and years, people have been out here selling jewelry, you know, doing like playing music, even really terrible music. And basically, people got along, you know, with the same amount of arguing and fighting that happens in any social setting. And the blue boxes are just like a limiting of the ability to have this nice creative space on Pacific Avenue. And I know from my experience with Food Not Bombs, we like were pushed away from the public space by the police in San Francisco, trying to communicate our idea that money should be diverted from the military towards education, healthcare, and other social services. And, you know, no one come by our table because we're in these bushes. Well, yeah. Same thing. You're out here trying to show off your art. Well, and they say, oh, well, you could go off some other place where no one walks by, no one sees right. You, no one will see it. Well, that's outrageous.
Well, that's not constitutionally adequate either. The Peace Navy did a thing about that back in the 80s, and you have to be able to talk to your audience. It's not adequate, and that's why they want to push you, kettle you into these little areas. They did it at the DNC this year when you were there, right?
Yeah. It's the strategy is to hide any alternative ideas, culture, or any of that from that might be a threat to the way the economic and political system's organized. And actually, the odd thing, however, is that, you know, any of us that have been out on the Pacific Avenue vending and doing these kind of things for any amount of time realize that a lot of the people come to Pacific Avenue just to see the street culture, see something different than what they would see if they were walking through Menlo Park or right. something like that. And if you don't see it, and it's not there, and it goes away, it's a sure bet way to kill, to really hamper business.
They're shooting themselves in the foot.
And then an interesting thing, there's the gem store just down the street here. Abby Samuels went in there the other, 2 weeks ago, and talked to the guy, somehow met him outside the store. And they got to talking, and he said he was so angry that he was used as an example of why they had to get rid of the the gems and stone sellers on the street, because he said he's not they're not competition with each other. That's ridiculous. And he supports him. He says, sure, he has to pay property taxes or what and so on, you know, to rent the space. But he said it's, you know, these people all bring business to the area. They bring culture to the area. It makes Santa Cruz someplace unique. At least this part of Santa Cruz. Of course, you go to the boardwalk, and it's unique because it's a damn boardwalk.
Sure.
But you're not going to, you know, people are like going to just go down to the boardwalk and not even pass through Pacific Avenue unless they hear, oh, wow, it's really interesting. There's all kinds of street culture. And so I suspect once they drive the vendors completely off, if they ever do, which I doubt. Yeah, I don't think anybody, people are going to generally ignore them, even if you're getting tickets. They'll just... they would kill their own business, you know. I think that's that it's really stupid that the city council, you know, and then Micah, his whole thing that voting for because rocks he doesn't think should be sold, you know. you know, he just doesn't get that whole gem and mineral culture that travels throughout the West, particularly the West in the Southwest. You know, it's a whole like subculture of people that actually know the energies of these stones and all this stuff. And he just
it doesn't help him any the way him breaking the law by renting his unit to someone else.
He's
all about themselves, just like all the other politicians. They all want the money for themselves.
Yeah, I think we should all just like. I mean, I think as society collapses more, a couple of different things. One, of course, things like Food Not Bombs, where you're. The community is like organizing their own meals and their own like culture and street thing without permits and stuff. That needs to continue even on a greater scale.
Sure.
And then of course any opportunity to disrupt capitalism, people should do that.
Well, put a wall around your wallet. Don't shop at the corporation. Shop with real people.
Right. Yeah. People should just only like trade and shop with the people outside on the streets.
Exactly.
And maybe some friendly. Support of local businesses, but man, by hell, don't go into, you know, like Forever 22 or something, and or whatever they're
Forever
called.
Forever 21?
Yeah. And,
we should pick at them. Pick at them.
Pick at them.
Like we used to do back in the old days. You know, that since corporations have taken over, we're not picketing, but isn't that what merchants fear the worst?
Yeah.
Is losing sales?
Yeah, that's I think we should do. In fact, maybe that's a good idea. We should target one of the big... well, Don Fisher's store is down there, The Gap. He's a right-wing fucking Nazi.
There we go. Let's get together on that, but we'll do that off the air.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that was a little too harsh on Micah there. I thought he was referring to something that I'd missed at a later meeting, but he was referring to an earlier meeting where Micah just meant the First Amendment content of a rock isn't much. But there's also a Ninth Amendment right to survive and live. And, you know, if the local government can't provide jobs and affordable housing, you know, they're kind of, it's kind of their fault. And I teased Mike about this later, that he seemed to be for cracking down, and you saw how Keith had that impression as well. Mike was actually not for the cracking down, but the way he talked about it, mentioning those stones, and he also said, why haven't the police been cracking down on this already? And he was just curious, but, you know, that's also an insinuation that you should have been cracking down. So unless he was trying to look that way, he looked like he was on the side of the pigs on this issue. So I've heard Keith try to explain his direct action to people off the street, and it's kind of complicated. So it just doesn't really work. But at any rate, so now we have these delineated boxes. And now we come to Alex and Joff. They have been dressing up as Benjamin Franklin and George Washington because they've been getting tickets. And their art is fully protected. Alex has a serious problem with the boxes. He didn't mind so much the previous system of being 10 14 feet away, because I imagine, I got this impression when he was explaining it to Micah, that it's almost like he feels constrained in that box, like it's a prison. And he wears a T-shirt with a flag and a peace sign. And I mentioned how my flag has this stars in a circle, and he immediately came up with a galaxy on his own. So he's got freedom amounts to a religious belief to Alex, in my opinion. And religions and politics and ideology is what I do. So I'm an expert witness on this. He has a religious exemption, as well as they both have a political exemption by their going outside the blue boxes.
Alex,
yes, sir.
What happened the other day? You got arrested again?
I don't know. Are you interviewing me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we were cited and subsequently arrested for protesting their citation program and the ordinance in the first place out here. Yeah, that was on the 27th. And we've returned with a public alert, much like we did in times previous, to let people know the nature of what's going on down here. This alert is slightly different than the last one because we've hit a new ordinance, which is even further restricted from the old one and has actually outright banned certain behavior down here now, including the crystals, rocks, geodes, and jewelry, to name a few items that are now banned to display down here. Now, this isn't something that affects me directly as much because my visual art doesn't fall into that category as per their wording, but it's concerning to me that some of my friends out here have been banned, at least on a personal level.
Not banned, they've new. That's their new tactic.
Their display of those items have been banned. They themselves as people have not been banned. I should be clear on that.
24 hours or something?
No, they're not allowed to show that anymore, period. Crystals, rocks, geodes, and jewelry, and all other items, though these are the pertinent ones for a couple individuals out here who have some or a mixture of those items perhaps on their display as per the definitions of the wording. Some of those individuals that I've talked to as individuals have expressed that this is their art. And this is, in addition, in some cases, as individuals have told me, their right to religiously express themselves with their personal beliefs about crystals and the avenue that they use through crystals to meet people, have therapeutic healing sessions with them, and etc. Now, this is, I don't normally speak for other people, and I'm not now. I'm just reporting what other people have told me about the nature of their activity, and that they're being told they can't do that now, period, whether or not they're claiming it's their religious or artistic expressive right. So that's a little disturbing, and we're just here letting people know what's happening. Ultimately, we'll be in court, as usual, to settle this in the official sense, and we know and have learned that this isn't a matter of sort of trying to convince people out on the corner or the police either. That's not where this gets done. So we're not trying to, you know, do anything other than just be public awareness of what's happening and let people know that this is going on in this city. They've demarcated a set of very restrictive zones in our large public spaces down here. There's thousands of square feet of public space has just been fully annexed for non-use with anything expressive that is tangible at all that might touch the ground, our public sidewalk space. So this is concerning for hopefully obvious reasons, and a good thing that has come out of it, at least as far as our ramped up presentation, is that the local law enforcement is a little more reluctant to come and enforce things on us when we are presented in this way. I don't want to.
Now, who came after you the other day? Was it the Parks and Rec? I hear they're enforcing now.
No, the first day that we've seen them is today, actually, and we saw them earlier out on the avenue, and they are out now. July 1st is the first day that we've seen them actively on patrol. I did not see any enforcement per se from them, but I haven't been able to, you know all what's going on here today. I've just been in my own limited sphere of reality, so I don't know what all's going on in the avenue, but I know they didn't enforce anything upon us or even come over and talk. I did try to extend a bit of a greeting to them and a welcoming of downtown, and they sort of didn't want to come and say hello. So,
not the friendliest folks.
Well, I'm not going to say that. We were unable to establish contact with them, and that's all I'll say. So anyway, obviously tomorrow is another day and another great day to express ourselves down here, so I imagine we'll probably be doing that and just learning more in the days ahead as this unfolds.
So your charge on the 27th was not being in the blue boxes?
Designated zone or whatever. They now have brass on them, so I think we're all having to change our vernacular now. Brass, blue, and as someone else pointed out, a box is a three-dimensional object. So really those are rectangles if you want to go right down to it. So anyway, this is the lawyer that's has begotten a bike pump inflated into him lately. This is the lawyer part of my brain there, obviously. Yeah, that's what's happening. So here we are, and as of now, July 1st at 8:40 p.m., we've been out here a fair part of the day and haven't had anything other than a casual wave from local law enforcement. So that's the update.
You're going to be out here on the 4th of July, you know, teaching people about real freedom in America and how it's disappearing.
Well, we plan on doing that whenever. I'm not doing a whole lot of future forecasting on our activity out here. We'll just have to see in the days ahead what exactly unfolds. But, you know, obviously this cause is important to myself and my friend here as well, who's been out here regularly. Joff Jones has been out here regularly sharing his artwork as well and also protesting this along with me for well over the last, or approaching a year now. I'm not sure exactly. I think July 26, 2015 was my first citation that I received.
Really?
So we're almost coming up on a year anniversary of that. And he's been protesting with me since August of that year as well.
And no convictions, just harassment.
No convictions, yeah. One not guilty and two declined to pursue. So all of that stuff that's on our board with a multiple police officer and et cetera was just ultimately a waste of our time and taxpayer dollars.
That's right.
And that's one of just many kind of underlying unfortunate aspects of this whole thing is that, as I said time and again, with a large caveat that when they are doing their jobs correctly, I think the police deserve our respect because unfortunately we live in a society where we still need them to protect us unfortunately when some people amongst us get a little out of control and do bad things. So when they're doing their jobs incorrectly, not when they're not doing their jobs correctly, I know that happens more frequently than any of us would like to admit, but that's unfortunately true. I'm not speaking of that, but when they are doing their jobs correctly, I think they deserve our respect. And honestly, the downtown local Santa Cruz police force, from my personal experience, and I know this is not the experience of everyone, but from my experience, they've been cordial and respectful with us. And honestly, it does not seem like this is in any way their agenda to be enforcing this. They're not the ones who
write
this law. The city has written this law, and they're using our police force against us. And really,
it's the city council that's fault this is,
it's
really.
It's the city council that has voted on this, along with the mayor who's approved it. And
well, it's the same thing.
You know, Alex always gets upset when I call the pigs pigs. He'll say, show some respect, and I'll always checkmate him with, but Alex, it's my First Amendment right to speak in that manner.
Mayor's just a joke in this town. They rotate the mayor's job.
So is she on the city council and the mayor?
They take turns. There is no real mayor here. The city manager is really who runs this town.
Okay, so someone told me we don't elect the mayor. Is that
no,
true, or
right.
do we elect it?
No, we don't. We just elect city council, and then they take turns being mayor.
Wow.
Or if you're an anarchist, you have nothing to do with the whole fucking thing to begin with.
Well, and that's why one of my withdrawal symptoms from art is the faith in politicians, because I really feel that when we start giving our power away to any other individual ourselves, that's when the slippery slope
that's
of loss
right.
of power begins, and that we really, if we want to have a democratic society as it's been described to me, we should be voting on ideas and laws and not the people who are then charged with doing what they want.
Right. And we have the means now with computers to just vote on the issues and fuck the representative.
And you're absolutely right, and I agree completely with that, and I think that is what the future of this country is going to be, is where we are able through technology to be more connected and more able to enact our power at the personal level, at the global level, or at least national level. Yes, through the internet technology will be one great way. Obviously, there are some issues with that as well that I'm sure anyone listening is pointing out about encryption and corruptibility and all that. Now, unfortunately, we're already in a system.
Man in the middle in the Ohio election?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're already in a system where our electronic voting
is
already here.
It's already corrupt.
So if you would prefer the Diebold electronic voting to the internet electronic voting, I don't think I would, so I would at least rather have that. And
they had to change their name. They were so bad.
I did have one person describe to me, I don't know if anyone's heard of Bitcoin out there, but that the algorithms that ensure that the Bitcoin encryption is stable, which there has been some issues with Bitcoin too, so I'm aware of that as well, but that the cross-checking ability so that anytime anything happens in that system, it's actually cross-referenced with every single computer that's hooked up with that system to confirm that what's happening is, in fact, what everyone has already agreed upon is the nature of the parameters, that this person has this coin, and yes, they're giving it to this. It's all anonymous of course, but it's a basically cross reference with every single computer on that system. And I've had it described to me that this would be an excellent way for us to be able to vote also without having false votes put in, because every person on the system would independently through their computer corroborate that these things were accurate. And again, if you have, you know, programs in your computers telling you things without a way to really confirm it tangibly, that is still concerning, even if the program's telling you it. It's ultimately still slippery. However, I'm not a tech programmer, but maybe there are some folks out there with smarter heads than me in that department that can ultimately figure that in a way which is pretty rock solid, and I hope that we can, because I'd like to see us all be a lot more involved in our political activity on a much more regular basis than voting for one person every 4 years at a national level, and then just occasionally at a local level for local laws. I would like to see a lot more involvement from all of us for
that. You got to get up and stand up like you're doing right here. You know, you got to, where the system starts pushing against you, that's where you got to push back. You can't just walk away from it.
Well, when they start telling me that my rights as a citizen, as I understand them, are no longer mine, then that was too much for me. You know,
no freedom without rights.
You know, I don't know how many times the term pick your battles has come out of my mouth, and oftentimes that's the road I take. But for this one, this is something so fundamentally important, I think, that, yeah, what else can we do?
Well, it's the only thing left is the sidewalk. Well, everything else is controlled by capitalism or the government, you know.
Well, and I pointed that out, too. And yes, the privatization of all of our property, that all we do have left is our public sidewalks and roadways. Right. And, of course, we can't go out and hang out in our roadways because there's cars out there. So all
the
we have
parks,
left.
They can put curfews on the parks and all that, but they can't put a curfew on a sidewalk.
Well, that's true. Well, good point about the parks. We do have those. But yeah, as far as our community meeting places, our public sidewalks and town squares and just the general public areas that are left there, that is the only place that we can collectively meet together and communicate and continue this dialogue.
It's a fundamental necessity of democracy.
It's an absolutely fundamental necessity of democracy and of just being allowing life to explore the possibilities of itself. If you restrict the ability to explore possibilities in a peaceful way, then you're restricting any potential outcome from that. I don't know how many great ideas and inventions and concepts have been concocted through more than one person having dialogue with each other. I know we're speaking right now, and I probably wouldn't be just sitting here talking to myself. I don't know if anything that's coming out of my mouth is worthwhile or not, but anyway, it's very important that we be able to have communication with each other to further the life process and the potential of what life can be. If we put restraints on exploring that potential, then we put restraints on the potential of what life can be fundamentally. And that, you know, what else is there in life but, you know, exploring what it is in all the multiple beautiful forms that it can take, as long as they're peaceful and not harming someone in the process, I would say, you know. So,
absolutely.
So that's the daily rant, or at least the hourly or moment rant. That's what's happening.
All right, and you'll be out here until they put you in jail.
I'm not going to make any comments on future actions, but I'm out here now, that's for sure, and this is certainly important to us. So,
all righty.
Well, there's an example of why sidewalks are considered a traditional public forum, where people from all walks of life can meet and talk about important issues of the day. An absolute necessity for democracy. You can't fucking talk to your TV. You know, as an aside, Phoenix, the celebrity board parody artist, was chatting on these issues with what I thought was a client, but it turns out it was a private conversation. Anyway, he told me to buzz off because I do look homeless. And I kind of let him know that, no, this is a traditional public forum. If you want to have a private conversation, take it somewhere private. And I also let him know that I could stand out in front of his blue square and picket his store all day long for trying to restrict my First Amendment rights. So like I said, and I always say, not all the pigs wear blue. Well, now hear from Alex's partner in liberating the sidewalk downtown, Joff.
Sometimes
he has also been arrested, four times now for free expression on Pacific? How did the last bus go?
We had a very civil dialogue, and definitely the police were very cordial with us. And
who was the arresting officers?
Let me see. It I believe it was Katrain, Gali, Burnham, Burrell, Bush, and I perhaps Padula. I think Padula was there as well.
How many?
I saw Wilson as well.
How many?
Well, we were originally approached by Bush, Burnham, and Burrell, and then followed up by Katrain, Gali, and Padula, and Wilson.
Seven.
Correct.
It takes seven pigs to arrest two artists. This sounds like a joke.
It was, you know, we definitely had a civil dialogue, and it wasn't too blown out of proportion by the end of it. However, we are still offended by the fact that this ordinance is in fact in place and affecting us greatly. More than just Alex and I, but anyone else who wants to be out here and be expressive. It's pretty ridiculous. Not a whole lot to say about the last arrest. We went before the judge because the courts were open.
Open, okay, good.
We didn't have to go to jail for a third time.
There you go. What did the judge say?
The judge said that it's now, originally when we were first charged the very first time, we were able to find out because our case wasn't dismissed, we were charged with a $240 infraction. Now this new infraction, because of the revised rule, or perhaps maybe because we've broken this quote-unquote rule, it's now $330 infraction. Still applies. If you go back down and do the same thing again, you're charged with a misdemeanor, but they're withholding that misdemeanor charge for who knows, undisclosable reasons.
Well, that requires somebody to prosecute you, and then you get an attorney for free. They don't want to give you a free attorney.
Yeah. Well, I can't get into too much court-related stuff.
Who is the judge?
I don't know. I'm unsure. It was really bizarre. When we got there, the bailiff said, "Oh, crap, our judge is in Watsonville," which was kind of weird. And then there was this, like, frantic scramble where they were trying to, like, find a judge to get us through because we were going to sit there and wait for this judge to get back from Watsonville. So all of a sudden, this judge comes up. I've never seen him before, and I'm not exactly sure who he is. He might just be a very common judge.
He could be the janitor, but go ahead.
That's what it seemed like, dude. That's what I said. I was like, you know, this is really bizarre. She just scrambled back there, and it seemed as though they had just grabbed a robe and threw it on the first janitor they found and said, "Here, read this paper." It was a really bizarre, surreal experience.
Did the judge make a ruling of any kind?
Yeah, it was a $330 financial penalty.
It
was just an infraction, and that's what we were charged with. And so we waived our right to a speedy trial. And
I'll never do that.
doesn't matter so long as we both waive it together so that we're in the same courtroom at the same time. Of course, we represent ourselves as individuals, but beyond that, we do communicate with each other as...
No reason to waive a speedy trial. It puts more pressure on the other side because they're so backlogged.
Well, they didn't really just want to get off, though. They wanted to change the law, and the only way they can do that is to get their day in court. So that's a strategy to put pressure on the other side, because they always are doing, you know, 30, 40 cases at a time, so they always want to drag it out. The Santa Cruz 11 case took like 4 years. All right, now we'll go to the... one of their busts, the Mayday bust. Now, I had filmed their earlier bust. I guess it was like the 19th, somewhere around there in April, a week or two before. I just happened to go around the corner, and there they were getting busted, and I had my camera on me. So I picked it up right as theirs was failing. So you can see me on their camera, but just the backpack, not my face, as usual. And I put that up on eBay. I also have this bust here, but because of technical difficulties, and I had to watch someone else's tie-dye booth, I couldn't really cover it as well as I'd like to have. And you'll notice that I don't call the pigs pigs once during the whole affair. Now on this one, I guess this one's kind of about me as well. Earlier in the day, I'd missed the march for the Beach Flats Garden protest that most of the other activists in town had gone to. So I was hanging around. I knew that the pigs wanted to get revenge on Alex and Joff. I stopped by our local anarchist cafe, got a phone call from my brother who I hadn't heard from in years, at Voice, we're in email contact. He posts as G on IndieBay. And they were closing up there, so, you know, I was in a good mood. It was May Day, so I figured I would, you know, get high on the Sub Rosa grounds. Now, this is, it's not allowed to smoke there, although I do know a Huff member who has vaped right next to Pat Colby, who's extremely sensitive to smoke, and Pat was none the wiser. But, you know, I'm old-fashioned. I do the flower. And I was all the way near the exit, so it wasn't a case of anyone being disturbed by the smoke. And that's the reason for the rule, I imagine. You see, rules always have exceptions. And that's one of the issues of government. If you want to have your own government, you're going to have to deal with this. So anyways, this is a free the land issue. I was asked not to smoke. It's against the rules. And I pressed for the May Day exception. I pointed out this was Ohlone land, and I have a right to medicate on pig-free ground. That makes it holier than most ground in Santa Cruz because the anarchists won't allow the police on the property. So that makes it more appropriate since my use of cannabis is religious as well as medical. And the no-smoking rule is an assertion of property, but I never actually said property is theft. But anyways, it was fun. I should also point out that Gabrielle told me there is a smoking exception during shows at the Sub Rosa. So, therefore, I have a Religious Land Use and Imprisoned Person Act exemption, since there's also a waiver for shows. I should have the same freedoms I have in the outside world, in the anarchist world, where I should have even more freedoms, of course. And since they don't believe in the notion of private property, even though it wasn't my property, I do have a RLUIPA exemption since the whole land is my property. In my religious view, it's God's land. The notion of owning private property is blasphemy. You can't have God's land. That's what Satan tries to do. Back to the recording. Taking quite a bit of guar gum fiber because I had clipped my chest a couple weeks earlier. I might have broke a rib, but it was certainly in pain. But anyways, water-soluble fibers are build up your tendons quickly, but they also make you happy. So I was ecstatic while this was going on. So I kind of lost it while I was cop watching. So again, everyone else was diverted by the Beach Flats protest. So that's when the pigs chose to strike on Alex and Joff. I walked by as the pigs were massing, and Alex asked me to step to the side. So I chatted with Joff, and there was a woman there, and she immediately said she'd like to pee on the pigs right now. And I just thought, well, who's this wonderful person I haven't seen before at any protest? She got, like, the two main problems in Santa Cruz. They're harassing the artists on Pacific, and you can't find a fucking bathroom anywhere. At any rate, she held the camera for them, and she was really calling them pigs and everything. And Alex and Joff didn't release any of that footage, and I couldn't quite get it from at my vantage point because I was helping someone else, the tie-dye guy, watch his stuff. I think he just took off because he was afraid of getting busted. He was not inside a blue box. And as I watched it, a woman tried to buy from me, and two pigs walked up and just stood next to me for a while. But I was not actually selling or displaying. I think I said to the woman that I was just protecting the people's property from the pigs. So they had no charge on me. But anyways, they went after Alex and Joff. Being suspicious as I am, I naturally thought that the tie-dye guy was some kind of snitch and I was being set up. But probably he just wanted to not get busted. And he did verify under penalty of perjury later that he was not a snitch. So Sam is cool.
Who's there?
Well, you don't know, then I'm going to tell you. I'm a citizen of the United States of America, as verified by my company ID. This is a public space, which I'm standing on. I am here exercising my First Amendment rights of free speech and expression. My artwork expresses my social, religious, and existential views. And I am here exercising my First Amendment rights of peacefully assembling in protest of municipal infringements. I'm not finished. Of municipal infringements on my and our and your, sir, First Amendment rights. We're out here because this is an issue that related to our civil liberties, and we are under the, as we have said many times to you, we're out here expressing ourselves. This is an avenue for us to be creative in our public space. You have said that the only problem you have is that this is a legal spot. That's what we're telling you. The Constitution says we can express ourselves in public. Now, these are my personal belongings. This is my personal expression. I own all of this material right here. You've said this material is not a problem for any reason. No, I would not like to relocate because I haven't been given a good reason why. Why should I relocate to a blue? What we're supposed to be paying attention to. Is this correct, sir? This is what you'd like me to be inside up here? Is this the mark? Is that the mark? You told me to go to a blue space. Is this the space you're referring to? That's not an answer to my question. I'm asking you specifically, is this the blue marks you're referring to? Because there's blue marks anywhere. I could paint some myself. I could get chalk out. There's blue anything. There's some blue flecks in the sediments of the cement here, I think. I see some blue marks there. Which ones is it? Who painted them? What's this about? Who sent you?
This is also a political protest. So the blue boxes are not actually constitutionally adequate for what he wants to do. Police don't seem to understand that.
Neither did the judge.
I don't understand. Well, this is all public space. This is our expression. This is our. This is something that hundreds of thousands.
Yikes!
Yep.
I did not see this coming on a Sunday.
You better move. You're not legal. Huh? I better move right now.
I know. I think so.
Actually, you're actually on my possible snitch list because you're distracting me from here. I had to watch this while trying to cover that. I suspect everyone.
You guys have been doing I'm out here showing my art, and it's frustrating.
First Amendment under attack in Santa Cruz by the authorities. A political protest. Being suppressed because it's not in a little blue box that is not constitutionally adequate for his political speech. The officers have been advised of that. The merchants are responsible. City council is responsible. Elect a new city council! A new city council! Bring freedom back to Santa Cruz! Help defend America! Free the First Amendment! Legalize freedom!
My personal belongings and honestly, I have original pieces of artwork from here, so if you guys damage that, it's a huge loss.
And now the police are here to talk to
all of your friends so that they can come and pick up.
Let's go, America! Let's go! America, freedom! Let's go! Freedom in America! Let's go! Those two cops in America! Freedom in America!
All American activity by the authorities in Santa Cruz! Bring back freedom to Santa Cruz! Elect a new city council! A new city council! We need a new city council! Bring back freedom to Santa Cruz!
I really can't.
Art is no longer allowed on Pacific Street in Santa Cruz! Wake up, first alarm! First alarm, Sebastian!
I never feel more alive than when I'm standing up for freedom, baby.
You don't like this activity? Return any purchases you made today to the store you bought them in and tell them why. Pathetic. This is pathetic. These guys are supposed to be protecting American citizens. Pathetic. Horrific. Fascism.
Free speech arrested on Pacific.
First Amendment disappearing before your eyes. This is how nations fall right here.
This guy's here.
That's right. The American Empire is in trouble at all levels, federal, state, and local. So now we have our blue boxes. There are people out there doing their First Amendment activity. It's not quite as cool as Santa Cruz has been in the past, but at least you can see where you stand. This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, occupying the airwaves for over 20 years. Well, yesterday, October 14th, 2016, they were in court and lost. $1,300 fine. They're going to have to pay it by November 14th, I believe, or 17th, something. I attended the day before, and the main problem is that they're pro-purse. They don't know enough law in order to defend their rights. And that's the tragedy with these kind of freedom losses. I mean, the rich don't lose their freedom. The rich take away all the rest of our freedoms while they enslave us. But the poor lack the means to defend their rights in court. These are complex constitutional law cases that very few lawyers will volunteer to help. There isn't that kind of a lawyer in Santa Cruz at the moment. And the courts are skewed against freedom because of the Republican agenda for the past 30-plus years. So you can't get the tie-dye shirts anymore done by Sam, who does it as part of his religion. The religious stones are unavailable. Now, the court cases say that, it's the utilitarian value you can't do on the street, because the court cases are only looking at freedom of speech expressive rights under the First Amendment. They're not looking at your right to survive and exist under the Ninth or the 14th Due Process Clause. See, the Supreme Court can't even find your rights under the right section of the Constitution. You have an inherent right to exist. None of your other rights can be exercised if you can't exist. And existence, because of the economy we have, it's a crime not to be able to pay rent. So you have to come up with money. The crime is our society, skewed by the rich to favor them. I don't really see that. Now, Alex's issue, like I said before, was mainly he feels constrained inside these boxes. So I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he'll make a little prison with his artwork and stand inside that. I don't expect him to give up. But, you know, and the utilitarian value, jewelry has utilitarian value, getting back to the Supreme Court. That's fucking ridiculous. For what? You know, to punch somebody with a ring? You know, it's merely self-expressive, decorative. The fact is, a lot of people buy jewelry, and that's why it's banned. It's fucking bullshit. Like I said, the Supreme Court is not the last word of the law in the United States. They seized that with Marbury versus Madison. The people have the last word on the law. This has been Free Thy Land. I'd also like to thank the citizens of Santa Cruz who stood up for Alex and Joff here. As you heard, most of the activists were all gone at another event, but it was the regular folks of Santa Cruz start singing the Star Spangled Banner. People were harassing the pigs. I see the same thing on the 4th of July when the pigs try and sweep the beaches with fireworks. They're calling the pigs fucking communists and shit. You know, it's unfortunate that they just have to be the point man, so they're the one that gets all the hatred, you know, when the real pigs stand behind them. And those are the ones you have to go after, the real pigs. The ones in blue are just hired thugs.